This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 20th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The sun is setting over Israel with clear skies in Jerusalem and a warm evening in Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is keeping temperatures pleasant. It's a perfect night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Iran continues missile and drone attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait, ignoring ceasefire proposals. The U.S. is seeking refueling access as tensions rise. This came in just an hour ago. Also, a Haredi leader criticized religious Zionists for engaging in conflicts not meant for Israel's protection. This development was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel's foreign ministry condemned the Turkish presence in northern Cyprus. They support renewed UN-backed negotiations, according to JNS from earlier today. Separately, Iran claims it's in a full-scale war with the US. Israel's security cabinet is reportedly set to meet. The Times of Israel provided this update earlier today. And finally, Walla reports that Hamas has a new leader, Khalil al-Hayya, who survived an Israeli assassination attempt in Qatar last September. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gershom Gorenberg, a journalist, encouraged voting for specific candidates in a post just minutes ago. Ynet Global shared that the IDF is pulling back as Lebanese forces enter pilot zones. This follows talks in Rome. The Misgav Institute for National Security argues that Iran should not be negotiated with, citing it as a threat, in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in the Gulf, Ynet reports that Iran's ongoing attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait have escalated tensions. The U.S. aims to secure refueling access, suggesting preparations for a prolonged conflict. This poses a risk to regional stability and global oil supplies. Turning to domestic matters, the Jerusalem Post highlighted a Haredi leader's sharp criticism of religious Zionists for engaging in conflicts not directly related to Israel's defense. This controversy reflects deeper divisions within Israel's religious communities over military engagements. Meanwhile, Israel has voiced strong opposition to Turkey's ongoing military presence in northern Cyprus. JNS reports Israel is advocating for renewed UN negotiations. The situation complicates regional alliances with implications for Israel-Turkey relations. Separately, Iran's declaration of being in a full-scale war with the U.S. raises alarms. The Times of Israel notes that Israel's security cabinet is expected to convene amid reports of U.S. military movements. This development could lead to further escalation in the region. Finally, Hamas has announced Khalil al-Hayya as its new leader. Walla's report indicates his survival of a previous assassination attempt. His leadership may influence Hamas's strategic direction and its interactions with Israel. On the economic front, first, CTEC reveals that Israel Aerospace Industries has launched a new AI-powered aircraft. It's designed for electronic warfare and real-time threat detection, enhancing military capabilities. Separately, Neo Security has raised $10.0 million to enhance security for AI systems. As reported by Globes, their technology aims to revolutionize how enterprises manage software security. And finally, Ynet Business reports Andy Burnham to become Britain's next Prime Minister. His economic strategies have been successful in Manchester, and he hopes to replicate this success nationwide. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.